The FDA clears U of I's saliva-based COVID test for emergency use, but for now it won't change much at ISU.
You know, the big wild card is the variants. If any of the variants take hold, you know, we may need to be testing substantially in the fall.
That's ISU Testing Chief John Bauer. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, March 2nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the University of Illinois' COVID Shield testing process earning emergency use authorization from the FDA. COVID Shield spokesperson Ben Taylor says the authorization will make possible the broad expansion of the saliva-based process beyond the U of I campuses.
It provides partners with additional assurance that the test has been vetted and reviewed at the highest levels of regulation in our country, and it really gives people confidence that it is a good and valid and accurate test.
Currently, 14 colleges and universities in Illinois, as well as companies like Rivian, are using the U of I test process for their students or employees. And Taylor says several organizations told them they want to use the testing as well once it gets that emergency use authorization. Illinois State University testing head John Bauer says it's too late into the spring semester to put it into campus practice in Normal. He says ISU might use the lab set up for that purpose for the fall semester, if needed.
I think it's worth the money and time to set up the lab because we're definitely collecting samples from at least elsewhere in the state, and we're able to help the testing capacity of the state.
Bauer says the lab at ISU currently processes quick tests for 5 Chicago-area school districts. He says that's enough to pay for the staff in the lab on campus. ISU trustees have approved spending $6 million for rapid saliva tests, but that's money not spent. He says the Shield Illinois program paid for that testing equipment, not ISU. ISU continues to offer swab antigen testing for asymptomatic students and employees. It's done 3,100 tests in the past week, turning up only 4 new cases. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. 18 people from McLean County died from COVID-related complications in February. That marks a sharp decline from December and January, which saw 51 deaths each. The McLean County Board's Justice Committee today is set to vote on a resolution that would put the county on record as opposing any future changes to Illinois' qualified immunity law. That's the legal shield that protects police officers from lawsuits based on their actions. The Connect Transit Board of Trustees has suspended fares until further notice, and we'll discuss that suspension during its next monthly board meeting, March 23rd. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Republicans continue to criticize what they say is an unbalanced budget proposal from Governor J.B. Pritzker. Jason Berrickman of Bloomington is a Republican floor leader. He says the governor is too willing to chastise Republicans instead of negotiating with the party. That party, though, is in the super minority in both chambers. Christine Hatfield spoke with Berrickman about the direction he wants to see budget talks take.
Last year, the governor put forward a budget proposal, and through months of negotiations, what we concluded is the governor had no interest in negotiating with Republicans. In fact, he advanced what everyone characterized as a wildly unbalanced budget. He pushed it forward on a partisan vote, and we today are in a much worse position as a result of that disastrous budget. We go into this year, and we don't know yet if the governor is going to engage in a negotiation with us again, or if he's going to push us away from those negotiations. We think that the governor's budget proposal needs to be reined in, that the state should be spending less money, that we need to reform the way in which our state spends the money that it has, but we need a willing partner in the governor's office who says, I'm willing to sit down and engage on that. And thus far, we just haven't seen that at all from him.
What specifically needs to be cut?
What you've seen is continued growth in spending. What the governor would like to do is have a public chastising of the ideas that the Republicans put forward rather than sit down and negotiate it. So we have continually offered reforms. During the last budget cycle, we said lawmakers ought not get a pay raise. And the governor yet in his budget included that. Now, lawmaker pay raises isn't going to solve the state budget crisis, but it gives you an idea of just how unwilling the governor has been to entertain Republican ideas. We're willing to do that again this year. The budget process starts with his proposal, which we saw the other day. His proposal has is unbalanced to the tune of $1.7 billion. And we have now, from now through May 31st, to really scrutinize his proposal and see whether we can come to an agreement on that.
And how do you plan to go about that scrutinizing? How do you plan to go about the budget talks in the Senate?
Well, again, he's put forward his ideas, which include some tax increases. I think we will have ample public hearings, budget hearings, where we discuss his tax increases. He proposes to spend more money. I think we'll have an opportunity to scrutinize some of that, some of his spending plans. And there you will see differences of opinion. Even some Democrats won't agree with all the spending that, that Governor Pritzker wishes to do. But that's why we go through this process, and this process is designed to land, hopefully, with a bipartisan balanced budget by the end of May. That's our goal.
I just want to ask one more time, what in particular you'd like to see changed?
If you look at our budget over the last, just during the Governor Pritzker's administration, he's more than 2 years into it, and what you see is year after year, his growth of spending goes up. And so while everyone, you know, everyone in the public recognizes that if your spending continues to go up, then you're not recognizing the very limited means in which we need to balance our budget. So we, again, will try to work with the governor to rein in his spending. But last year, again, case in point, where the governor ran through his ideas without taking any Republican input. So we'll see if he wants to do that again this year.
That was Senate Republican floor leader Jason Berrickman. He spoke with Christine Hatfield. Before we let you go, listen tonight at 6 as we host a live debate with the three candidates on the ballot for Bloomington mayor. You can listen on your radio or your smart speaker or watch live video on our Facebook page. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at cira.com.